Get any in the living room. About to. I ain't saying that I need it, but nobody has to be.
You freaky as hell.
He just gonna interrupt me. Okay. I said to start rapping like immediately, is what you're telling me. I'm not good at that. I am about to start rapping though. Or singing.
Like on here or just in life?
Not like in life. I feel like it's never too late. If I can have me a ghostwriter, I'm good. I feel like I can deliver. Like I can say what needs to be said. Like just write it for me.
Yeah. I need to slow it down. Take it serious. All right, I'm gonna wrap it up. My last one. But that's for later. Don't let me forget that.
Sierra.
I'm hungry. Are we recording?
Yeah, she been here this whole time. She been here this whole time. She done sat around. Mm-mm. She done made a couple calls. She done want to wrap a pair of shoes.
That's not true. That is true.
And she would have waited till we right here.
This is what happened. We was three songs in. I said, look, I figured we was going to do a good round number, like five songs.
Five songs?
Yes. Yeah, so I was like, all right, we 3.5 songs in. I got time for a bag of chips. Clearly, I didn't. That's embarrassing. I ain't have my headphones on, nothing. We getting thumbs up.
Y'all, we have a habit. Well, I ain't even going to say we. I'm going to say, I feel like it's you. Was it you the last time, too? Or was it me?
Excuse me?
When was it? When I was eating the M&M's.
I don't know. We be hungry.
We be eating. And that's one thing that you're going to hear here is somebody eating. And I'm sorry.
I ain't going to do chips again because that's just
that
too.
That was crazy in my ear. So I apologize to anybody with AirPods on. Because that's going to sound real crazy to you. Immediately. So immediately.
I'm so sorry.
Out the gate.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shanae.
I'm Sierra.
And because consistency is key. So I've heard from a wise Capricorn, we're here.
Yeah, that's
again
a fact.
We back again. Guess who's back? Hey, who is the first person you think of when you think of the city of Detroit?
The plug love nigga. What's his name? I can't think of it off the top of my head, but he got all the...
I don't know. Is it a 2B movie?
It is on Tubi, I'm sure. I'm sure Plug Love is on Tubi. But the first place I saw it was YouTube. I cannot think of his name. Plug Love.
I feel like one of my goals of 2023 should be to be in a Tubi movie. I feel like it's obtainable.
His name is...
Does that seem
Murder
attainable?
Pain. That's what I think
I have
of.
No idea who that is.
I don't know. We talked about it in... the group chat so many times, like all the movies.
I'll be seeing y'all. I don't ever contribute. I don't know if you've ever paid attention. I never have nothing to say when y'all start talking about that.
Oh yeah. Okay, well watch Plug Love and then it's gonna turn into a rabbit hole and you're gonna want to see everything that he's in. I promise.
I feel like sometimes my friends don't know me because Chris is over here shaking his head like, yeah, watch it. I don't think that y'all know me at all.
Just watch it. You know what though, I'm saying this, but it's a lot of black filmography that Shanae hasn't seen, so.
I've seen a lot. It's probably a couple that I haven't.
That's okay. I ain't tripping.
What you think I ain't seen? Because I'd have probably seen it. I did watch Paid in Full.
Yeah, Paid in Full.
Like
that's what it is.
Now.
That's enough for me to feel like you haven't seen enough black filmography.
What you done seen?
I'm going to tell y'all a secret, and it's not going to be a secret because y'all know, but I have not ever seen... I ain't telling y'all. Never mind.
Go. We here now.
Mm-mm.
Go. You want to unleash my trauma? Tell them what you ain't seen.
I ain't never watched the Jackson 5 all the way through.
Oh, and you on me?
Or Training Day? Who they about to be on my head?
Talk about a poll. You think I ain't finna ask them this? Which one is worse? That I hadn't seen Paid in Full until I was in my 30s, or that she ain't never seen Training Day or the Jackson 5 all the way through?
I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't believe it's a big deal.
It's giving Nebraska.
Oh, that's not even true. Because they was watching it out there.
Who?
They.
Apparently not you.
Not me. But my aunties and them.
Your aunties and them. Mm-hmm. Girl, they ashamed of you listening to this right now.
I don't care. I'm ashamed of them.
What they did?
Nothing.
Because they watched it.
One thing about me, whatever you give me, I'm giving it back to you. So if you ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you too. You ain't got to do nothing. Go ahead.
I'm not going ahead.
Your turn. Tap in.
I'm not going ahead because you owe me an apology.
Nope.
Yeah. You owe me a fucking apology.
Say it back.
What I'm saying it for.
Or first.
No. You started this.
Look.
You want to come in here and be like, Shanae don't know black people.
I didn't say that.
Shanae don't know struggle.
No, I didn't say that because you do be fighting
for Shanae a Nazi. That's what you said.
Oh. Just like you. Just like you to take it too far. I said black filmography.
Okay.
Because have you seen Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
I think you once. Did. That's enough.
Just once.
That's enough.
I might go back to it. I don't know. I feel like I will. What I will do is go through everything. And the ones that I haven't seen, even some of the ones that I have seen, I feel like I've watched the ones that are the most important, although, for real.
I think so.
I think I want to have a movie night, maybe like once a weekend. Mm-hmm. I like pick a movie that's like, you know, a black classic, mm-hmm. and watch it with the kids.
That's cool. I'm not doing that. My kids won't sit still. My kids do not sit still. I've tried it. I thought it was such a cute idea. I'm like, I'm going to cook all these things. We're going to have a good time. These motherfuckers standing up making TikToks.
Nah, Mackenzie will. Mackenzie will. Jacob's going to find him something. It'll probably just be me and Mackenzie. Me and Mackenzie.
Yeah, my kids will be making TikToks and everything else. Talking about, can we go get milkshakes? Is it almost over? Like, they just don't have the
capacity.
But see,
what are you trying to... You have to know for kids, like, what is going to be, like, are they going to fuck with it?
My youngest little baby was watching Face Off with me.
She is...
She don't mind. Different. She don't mind.
That's fine. But you know your other kids, though, is what I'm saying. So it got to be something, like, I feel like Carter would easily sit and watch, Say Friday after next.
Easily.
That's going to be his shit.
And that's going to be his favorite. It's going to turn out to be his
goddamn
favorite. Yeah,
he's going to want to be Cat Williams for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be something real ignorant.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you just got to know.
I'm
going to
hear him downstairs talking about something. Let me check my Palm Pilot. It looks like I ain't doing
shit.
No,
your audience.
Yeah.
The Palm Pilot is the iPad now. Like, that's what he's going to call it. See what I'm saying?
He's a menace. Remind me to show you this picture of him before we get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to start trying to do that. Mackenzie's probably really the only one that's going to rock with me, but...
My kids ain't rolling.
Peyton, you know, he don't want to do shit ever with nobody. So, that's cool. You don't bother me, I won't bother you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I don't know. It sounds like a good idea, though.
I feel like in the recent months... there has been a lot of good music that has come out, and there has been a lot of, like, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say boy music or like man music. You know, they say we real thuggish. We real, like, as women now, we play in a lot of shoot 'em up, bang bang. We, mm-hmm. like, that's what we own. And some of us find it on our own, but sometimes you be riding.
Mm-hmm.
You riding. He plays something hard. You're like, damn, it's hard. What do you do? Because I'm not asking. I'm just never going to give a man the satisfaction
Period.
Of knowing that
Period.
He put me on shit.
Period.
Never.
I be in that motherfucker like, turn the bass down a little bit. My Shazam can't catch
Come
you.
On. Come I'm, on. I'm on fucking... not Instagram. I'm on Snapchat quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Search.
Yeah.
What?
I'm Shazamming it. You not about to say you put me on shit. And by the time you see me again, I'm going to know this motherfucker word for word if it's hard enough.
And luckily, we are in a time where you probably got the card that got the shit on the thing.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to just stare real hard. Remember it. Focus.
I remember one time.
Act like I'm texting.
I remember one time.
Why I'm on Spotify.
Velvet.
Adding this as we speak.
Listen. Hello. But that's why I like Shazam, though, because it'll make a whole little library for mm-hmm. you. Everything you Shazam. I'm trying to catch a song at Velvet. I can't catch it. I put my pride aside and asked the DJ Who was the DJ? You know who the DJ was. Thinking shit was sweet. Because I'm like, this my homie. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I could put my pride aside.
Played yourself.
Played myself. I said, all right, you bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Never say, no, that's not, never the person to ask.
The satisfaction you're never going to get. Yeah. Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool.
That motherfucker gonna be like, a song? You by who? An artist?
That's all right. What you ordered in the bag, I'm going to go take care of that for you.
I'm sorry if that was your experience, but you knew better. I did.
I thought shit was sweet because, you know, circumstances, but apparently not.
I asked one of my guy friends what he does when he hears a song. Like, he's in the presence of a woman, she's playing a song he want to know. He said he just going to ask her. But I'm like, that's cool. Like, I hear you. But women are different. Like, we real humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're just going to tell you. You ain't never going to hear about it again.
Not me, but...
Which, how you be acting?
I'm just like these niggas, don't forget who put you on.
That's the problem.
So that's why I know.
So
I'm going to get it back.
Yeah, that's your karma is what I'm hearing. The way you can't just ask and people treat you like that.
I just feel like I treat people how they treat me.
But you shouldn't do that.
Well.
You should treat people how you would like to be treated.
I tried that. I've already done that.
Okay.
All right. So, do we have any follow-up?
Anyway, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to just be like, oh, this is the song, love. It's blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's hard. Now, I cannot guarantee you that if we ever get into it, I won't bring this shit up.
Period.
I can't guarantee you that. But a man going to bring it up at every chance. A nigga going to walk through the door. From
right.
work, like, huh, yeah, you listen to that. Yeah, you remember that song I told you? I know you been listening to it all day.
Relax. Just relax.
I ain't even thought about that shit.
Calm
down. And now I actually hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Why do men, like...
They don't have a humble bone in their body. They just cannot help themselves.
I really am sitting here struggling to think. I think we probably know, like, one humble man.
Maybe.
Not you.
If we was counting him, but I was about to say,
I was going to say Damo. That's the only humble man I could think of.
You don't feel like Wyatt is humble?
What?
Maybe because I'm like his homegirl.
What?
He don't treat me like that. He don't. That's my nigga.
Wyatt? Humble?
Hmm. Oh, well, I just thought about something.
I'm about to say, do you need me to read you the definition of humble?
I just thought about something. Damo is extremely humble. He is very humble. Is definitely one that'll put you on and won't ever falling out. I don't even think you can fall out with Damo. Like, I don't think it's possible.
I don't think so either.
That nigga, like, God bless you.
I feel like if Jesus was, like, a reborn person walking the earth, it's probably Damo.
You know what? I don't disagree. He's just very, very calm and just... He just definitely gives, you know what, be blessed on today.
He does. Okay. I like that. Y'all need to learn. Y'all need to take notes.
That's definitely a person that can kill with kindness. And you like, he not even being sarcastic. Like, he's dead ass serious.
Chris not that bad, though. He like.
No.
But on the scale of humble, though.
I've heard some stories about Chris, though. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I heard.
Let's talk about it. Never mind.
No.
That we gonna wait till he got a mic for that.
Yeah. He need to be able to defend himself against.
He don't need to be able to defend himself.
And I need
himself.
To make sure I got all my facts straight.
Actually, maybe now is the time. Let's spread some lies. Let's spread some lies, and he can't even fix it.
Right.
Let's go. Let's go.
No, but
I heard that Cardi has verse of the year from Tomorrow too.
Really? But listen, she earned it though.
She talked her shit.
That's a good verse. Like, everything she said was just like, I'm sure every woman felt that.
Every bar.
Yeah, I'm sure every woman felt every bar.
I'm sure these niggas felt them bars. They did.
They sassy as a motherfucker. So they
are sassy.
Did.
We live in a generation.
They probably did.
We live in a generation of the bitches is real niggas and the niggas are sassy.
They are sassy. They probably did feel that shit. So, yeah, you probably right. We all felt it. Good job, Cardi. You earned that.
She did earn it. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, that's my friend. Fuck down y'all niggas. Uh-huh.
You know,
both you bitches pussy. I think y'all should scissor.
That part is so funny when she said that fake bitch. That's why my friend fucked on your nigga. Because it's just like, why are you bothering me? You know I got friends like this. Girl, you better leave me the fuck alone.
Have you ever sent one of your friends on a mission? On your behalf?
Yes, absolutely. And I, there's still a few. Don't, you better not ever make it public.
I'm not the friend, y'all. Just so it's y'all know. It's not Shanae. She ain't never sent me on no mission.
It's not Shanae, but listen. You I've better keep your shit private and or leave me. It ain't even or no. You already overstepped. So now it's up forever.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever...
I didn't send my male friends on missions too.
They was gonna do that anyway. Yeah, that's just who they
easy. Yeah, they easy.
They you'd be like, I need you to go fuck such and such. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got beef for her? I already fucked her. Mm-hmm. They already done did it. After God did.
Yep, God did. God, listen, I've sent my male friends on missions too. Dogger.
They was gonna do that anyway because that's just who they is.
Say less, my boy. I was just about to ask you about her. So.
Shawnee Easton, yeah.
You want the big old titties?
Yeah. All right, I was already on that.
Yep, I do shit. Not. I don't fucking mind.
You said have her buy me a PS5? All right, all right. Say less. For Carter.
Fuck. I'm going to plug that bitch up at the crib.
Man, listen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's good to have friends like that.
It is good to have friends like that. Leave me the fuck alone because it's just no the depths of hell that I'm willing to go to and through.
You go low, and I'm gonna go to
baby,
hell.
Baby, listen.
That's it.
Listen, just leave me
I'm
alone.
Not going to hell. I'm not. I hear it. I tried to really not be like that. I really like once you get me to that point, you know you done took it far because mm-hmm. Shanae really like let a lot of shit go. Mm-hmm. I really be chilling. So once you got me to the point where I'm like in revenge mode, mm-hmm. or to the point where I'm like. Really on your ass with how I'm like talking to you or any of that, like you just have overstepped.
Yeah,
you've overstepped, and I don't like to get there.
I don't like to get there either, and I feel like I've gotten a lot better with not going there with people, but I just feel like the first time I'm like all right, but the second time it's like all right, you know what
does
I mean?
That
like,
do you think that comes with more so with age or more so with experience?
Both.
But do you think one affects it more than the other?
Probably experience, because it's just like, all right, so you've done things and you've seen things through, and it's like, all right, repeated behavior, got it. Like, you keep doing this shit, or you already gave somebody a warning. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, I already tried to play it this way. Now I got to play it this way.
I have to.
You know what I mean? So I think it's experience.
You're forcing my hand.
You forced my hand because I've already done this before.
I honestly think that I am more so, like, once I've taken a step back, that's when you know, like, okay, she's not playing no more. Like, she done.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I got a little bit of more, like, talk back in me or whatever, then mm-hmm. maybe I'm still, you know. But once I'm just like, I ain't got nothing to say no more. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when you know, like, oh, she done threw in the towel.
Samesies.
It's over with. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like when that happens, but sometimes it's, like, very necessary.
Yeah.
It's very necessary to move forward in life in general, but you really think about the relationships that you have where you do have to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, some of those you don't see coming and be like, damn.
Yeah.
But again, like, protecting my peace at this point in my life is just... Mm-hmm. A all-time top priority now.
Yeah, I do a lot of things and take the steps that I need to take to protect my peace, but I cannot I can't really control what nobody else does, but I can do my best to keep you away from me. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. But if you make it a point to try to get to me or whatever, piss me off twice.
Twice.
Yeah, then we just gonna have to figure it out.
I'll be letting people piss me off too much.
Yeah, you
before
do.
Before I make any you know, you moves do. On it.
That's all right.
It is. I mean,
it's not okay, but it's like
it is, but it ain't. I can't help at the same time. I can't help that. That's just like how I'm wired. I've tried so many times to be like the no immediately person, mm-hmm. but I'm not like that. Now I can't say I feel like, because when I love you, like it's just there. I just love you so much. I don't really want to. I don't want to dead it. You know what
I wish
I'm saying?
I had that. I wish I had that.
I mean, yeah. But now, people who I don't have very much you know, history with or whatever. Yeah. Oh, that's easy. That's quick. But I think that's a given.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, it's, I get it. I'll be ready to.
Love make me a softie.
Love, it makes me a softie, but it's just kind of like, I don't, maybe just because of, you know, if you've listened before, then you know that I've been through some, mm-hmm. some shit. So I'll be like, for me, I'm like, I already did that. And I'm not doing it again.
I'm ready to
It's an immediate no for me for a lot of shit.
Well, you've gotten to the point, I think, which I'm ready to get to. I'm ready to get to a point where the respect mm-hmm. has to outweigh the love that I feel. Mm-hmm. The respect that you give me, and I should give you in return as well. But, like, the respect has to outweigh, you know, this chemical imbalance we call love.
Yeah. Like, and that's with any relationship.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah. Because so many times in life, we let people play with us because we mm-hmm. love them. Mm-hmm. Not even thinking to yourself, like, this motherfucker really respect me.
Yeah.
If you really respected me, we wouldn't even be here. Fuck the love.
Yeah.
Do you respect mm-hmm. me?
Do I feel respected by you every single day? Because I'm not going to go to bed feeling like shit behind any relationship.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have to, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, the people in your life, and life happens, I get it. So yeah. I don't expect for anything, any relationship to be 100% nope. just great, perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. But if we are to the point where the level, not on a particular situation, but just in general, the levels just, it ain't matching up with, you say you feel this way, but you moving like, mm-hmm. you moving like you hate me.
Yep.
you moving like I'm a bitch off the street that owe you some money or that's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That beat your grandma up or something. Like, that's really how you acting. But that love get us. I'm like, oh, you think all the good times, mm-hmm. them rose colored glasses that get you.
Yeah, I just want to be respected in all my relationships to the point where I don't even have to think about it. Like, it's not even, I can literally count on one hand, like, okay, if at all, but these are the times I felt disrespected, as opposed to I feel disrespected more often than not. Like, I know this person is disrespectful. I know you a piece of shit. The first thing that mm-hmm. comes to my mind about you is a negative thought or feeling. Then I know that I'm dealing with somebody that just does not respect me. But there might have been a point in time where it wasn't like that, but it's gotten to that point. It's an absolute no. I remember one time I felt like that, and you were just like, okay, so if this is something that you had to deal with from this person for the rest of your life, could you deal with it? It was an immediate no. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot feel like this more often than not. So you have to make your boundaries clear and firm, and if that person can't respect you or make you feel respected, respect you, whatever, then I don't have the space for you.
You know what excuse I hate the most when it comes to shit like that? Mm-hmm. I hate when people say, well, that's how they are.
Yeah.
That don't mean I have to
tolerate
that.
No.
And at the end of the day, if that's how you are, but this is how I am, then and we want to be in each other's lives, like, so when do we come to a compromise with how you are and how I am? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't do all the bending.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I know this ain't funny.
Did you just think about what I just thought about?
Oh.
Oh, so you do.
So you doing the bending. I can't take shit serious, but I am very...
I was really thinking that in my head.
Very city, I am very
serious. As soon
as it
came out of my mouth, I said, ghost.
I'm definitely the most serious and unserious person you will ever come across. Shanae is too, though.
I feel like I'm far more... I think I'm way more unserious than serious.
Definitely, but you get shit. You know how to communicate. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it's time to be serious, like, I can make a joke or two, but I'm dead ass serious. Take these gems. You know what I'm saying?
And it's a difference, I think, between being, like, unserious and being, like, a goof. Or being, like, bitch, you are silly. Like, you're just, like...
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
When it's time... I do sometimes when it's not time. Got jokes.
That's why I said we are the most unserious, serious people that you will ever come across, but...
Need you to tell me about the lamest person that you ever dated.
Poor baby. What you want to know?
You gotta give me no names.
I know. What you want to... He was, like, really smart. He was super smart. Pretty successful. Like, he was a good dude. You know what I mean? But he just was...
I feel like I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. But he was a corn...
Shout out to that man. Ball.
But, you know, I loved him. Like, that was my nigga. And he always came through for me. Reliable. Like, I loved him so much, but I just knew he was a cornball. Like, there were just certain things he would do, or, like, pretending he was getting into it.
Did you know he was corny initially? Like, did you know he was corny?
No, I was so young. I'm going to go into it? No, I was so young. Not realizing. He was a little bit older. Now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, this nigga was a cornball.
Oh, that's the worst when they corny older.
Yeah.
So, oh, God. But you're supposed to be past that.
I didn't find out that he was, like, really corny until towards the end of our... I'm not going to say friendship because we're not friends. We just haven't spoken in a couple years because of another corny situation. Mm-hmm. But the time before that, he like acted like he was on the phone arguing with some niggas, but the nigga that was arguing with the niggas, I recognized his voice and I'm like, that's not you. You know what I mean? But he was like, I'm like, well, who recorded it? And he was trying to say it was the homeboy recording it, but just corny shit like that. Like, why are you acting like you into it with niggas? Like, I don't care about that. I'd rather you not being into it with niggas behind any fucking body. Like, what? So, but...
Trying to UGG.
Yeah, like, what? But, no, he was sweet, though. He was sweet to me, and he was... Whatever, but, yeah, he just did some corny shit. And then the last situation, I'd rather not speak on, because if I do, a couple people gonna know who it is, so... but it was just fucking Henri, and I'm holding on to that grudge tight. I never even confronted him about the shit, but
because what do you even like? Sometimes if I do say something to you, then it's like, okay, I'm gonna say something to you, and then you're gonna be like, oh, that you're gonna have some sort of excuse, or no, that's not true, yeah, or whatever. Sometimes you just know not to even. Yeah. It ain't even no point in me trying to bring this to you and have literally a real conversation. Haven't
spoken to him since I heard about it. Like, he wished me a happy birthday that year, and like 2 weeks later, I was told some like it was a lie. Like, why would you lie on me? Like, you can be as corny as you want to, but why include me in your corny shit? You know what I'm saying?
Is it worse? Is it worse when? I mean, it's one thing for you to realize it yourself, but, like, okay, this nigga's kind of corny. It's a whole nother thing that you the last to know. Like,
and I feel like I kind of was, because I feel like you was like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? This, you know what situation it was. She's like, what the fuck is he talking about, girl? And I was just like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to call you back.
Do you feel like Mr. Krabs when the whole world was shaking, like, oh, my.
I said, I loved this nigga for so long. Yes, I did. And I loved him for a long time, too. I was like, oh, hell no.
Do you think that now you've dealt with that corny, it's like, it, you have better lenses?
Yes.
Like, you could tell.
Yes. Yes.
And I do feel like, let me be clear. I do feel like that we all, as humans, do have, like, certain things about us that mm-hmm. somebody might be like, oh, bitch, that is corny. Like, yeah. Girl, you, like, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. I know I got some shit about me that motherfuckers be
for
like,
sure.
Bitch, you are weird.
Yep. Yep.
However, having, like, a couple of little quirks is one thing.
But being completely?
Just being. So, what did you do? When you found out he was corny, were you like, I gotta end this? Or were you like, maybe I could coach him out of it? Like, What was the plan of attack?
When I found out that he was, like, when I found out he was corny, like, when I decided that, okay, this nigga's corny, we were so far removed from, like, an intimate relationship that it didn't even matter. But, like, even talking to him, I was just like, you kind of weird, bro. And then the last situation again, by the time I found out about it, we hadn't talked in a couple weeks. And I was just like, I started to say something, but I'm like, the signs were there. I had already decided you was corny, and you're going to lie to me. Then I'm going to be mad. Then we probably can never be friends again.
I need to know what you do when you're in the thick of it with the corny nigga.
Oh, shit.
When I mean, he's still beating them cheeks. I need to know what happens.
Shit, I don't
Where
know.
Do we go from here? Is it a fork in the road? I feel like as women, we feel like we can fix shit. Mm. I feel like we think we can fix shit. Like, maybe I can. No. But I guess it depends on it's what kind of one. Corny it is.
It's another one, though. Yeah. You know when they corny. like before you like at, well, I ain't gonna say you know, but at that point, by the time I got to by the time I had got to my next one, yeah, I just had my fun and went on about my business.
I mean, that's different to bust a corny nigga down and just like, oh, okay, I'm
not even cool that, but just like kicking it with him too, like
or that. Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. Even that is just like, okay, whatever, you know, it is what it is. But like to really like be like a corny nigga's girl,
I don't know that I've
only... or like that's your favorite nigga.
Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You don't think that's ever happened?
They might have been a lot of things, but my favorite nigga ain't never been corny, I don't think.
Not while you was actually fucking with him.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I'm trying to think, and I'm like...
I would hate to figure that out after we done, yeah, though.
I've heard stories about a couple of my favorite niggas being corny.
Oh, it's the worst to hear a story like that.
And I've heard it from... There was one in particular, the one that was going to get married someday. I heard from two niggas. I heard the same story from two different niggas. I was like, that's fucked up that this nigga wasn't really like that, because I would have never knew.
The thing about it is this. I feel like there are not many men that don't, there's not like a woman or like another nigga that doesn't have like a corny story about that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta really be on your P's and Q's to be in your 30s.
Yeah.
And don't nobody got one story of you for your whole life where you was like...
I'm sure.
Oh, this nigga is boozy.
I'm sure. Like, this, but niggas all go through a boozy phase, though, too. Like, if you didn't, then I'm, like, kind of skeptical of who you really are.
If you think you ain't never went through the boozy phase, then you just are...
Yeah. Niggas have all gone through a boozy phase. And I love for a nigga to be open about their boozy phase, too. Like, look at this shit. Like, cool.
Like when that one nigga used to be musty.
I will beat your ass.
I didn't even say no names.
He just looked musty.
You wasn't there.
I'm talking about, I see pictures.
You wasn't there.
Every time
that I was not scratch and sniff.
I'm saying, you ain't never seen a picture of a nigga. He looked fucking dirty or he looked musty. Like, you never felt like that?
Yeah, but what did that, but that's why you weren't there to know if he was or wasn't. That's actually.
That's why I started the rumor. Because he looked musty. I only just started.
Now you want to walk it back.
What?
Now you want to walk it back.
Listen, I don't even... What are we even talking about?
Musty niggas.
I don't know no musty niggas.
I did see somebody say also that we too grown to be musty. I want to know, when is the last time you was musty?
The last time I worked out, probably. Like, I'm not That's about what to I'm sit saying. Here and pretend like
y'all
not a,
whack. Don't
I don't
do
know.
That.
I just feel like...
Now, if the question is, like, when was the last time you was musty in the world? Like, just walking around, running errands.
I don't know. I stress out. Like, I stress sweat. Like, if I get too stressed, I'm a sweat.
But sweating don't always...
But it can.
Involve must. It can.
Not musty. I can't even say musty, though. But, like, body odor. I don't know. Like, I don't just always smell like nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even smelling like something doesn't necessarily mean that you stink.
Now, actual musty, I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. Like musty. Like onions.
Like musty.
When I was in the seventh grade, maybe.
Musty.
Like onions and shit.
Oh, that's crazy. I've been musty since seventh grade.
I don't know. Like onions and shit. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I mean, I think like you said, never. I mean, you wear, even when you work out, like, you gonna wear deodorant and stuff, but yeah. we got creases and crevices and shit, like,
mm-hmm.
I ain't put no Dove, so some of these places I ain't put no deodorant, I'm just,
that's a fact, so, yeah,
but I'm also not about to walk around like that, I'm gonna correct that immediately, as soon as I get a chance,
try to get somewhere safe,
yeah, somewhere where they can't, you know, no paparazzi,
yeah. So,
oh my God, I was at Walmart on 350. You know they love doing that. Like, I was at Walmart at 350 and woo.
Like, relax.
This bitch was up in here smelling like sardines.
I don't know. I think people are also just mean.
They are.
So, I think people are mean.
Like, are you people?
No, I feel like shit like that. Like, somebody could stink, and I might be like, Shauna, this motherfucker stink.
I'll say something like this to my friend. But I'm not making a whole status. Yeah, I'm not gonna
air you out, or unless I don't like you. I don't like you, I'll probably tell
you. I'm still not gonna make it up.
She got on pink.
She got on pink. And
she got
on
pink. It ain't even real. Right. She got on pink.
No, but I think you just never know what somebody's circumstances are to be doing that. So
you don't.
I be trying to be mindful of shit like that.
I'm going to be real honest with y'all. I'm going to talk to my friends about it.
Now, if you make a habit of it, because I do know somebody that make a habit of it.
Text it to me.
I'm whispering it. I'm whispering this shit.
Text me, girl. Text me.
Edit point.
I got your back.
Nah, but yeah, we can't stand the nigga.
I'm crying. Oh yeah, his breath be stinking too.
Not you. It's not you.
I would have been like, you want a mint? How do you tell somebody that you like actually fuck with? Like,
if they can smell it, you can smell
right,
it,
big dog.
If you can smell it, they can smell it.
I don't know, cause I feel like sometimes people are used to their own scent. So maybe they don't think.
If you used to your own scent, that means you smell like that regularly. That's okay. Yeah, I'm probably ain't going to be close to you like that.
But baby. Then they probably don't have nobody in their life telling them. Like,
it's tough.
And you ain't going to tell them either. You're just going to.
You can't be burning bridges.
That's not a burning bridge.
I'm please saying. No. I'm saying you should have people close enough to you to where they can correct
but
you.
But maybe they a loner.
Hello?
So being.
If I see you out three times and you smell like that, you're
going to be like, this is the third time now.
Everything okay?
Or this is the fourth time?
I'm like, what's the deal? What kind of deodorant do you use? Or like, or I'll be like, I'll put them on the liquid chlorophyll. Have y'all heard about that?
Mm-mm, tell me more.
You put it in your water. It's liquid chlorophyll. It's green. And it helps with like body odor and shit like that. It's like an internal deodorant. You should still wear deodorant, but that helps too.
I might see about it.
Seen it on TikTok.
TikTok has replaced Google.
You know I fuck with TikTok heavy. We talked about this last time.
But I mean, has it replaced Google?
Hello?
100%.
I ain't getting on Google.
TikTok got too much misinformation.
It do, but like,
Google. It's a lady on TikTok right now. I guess it was like a murder back in October of like four college students in Ohio or Idaho, one of them. This lady on TikTok, she is a goddamn tarot card reader. She on the damn TikTok talking about it was the professor, such and such, such and such. They ain't nobody said this lady is a person of interest. Ain't nobody said nothing. She on TikTok done gave them a hoe. The professor was dating one of the girls on the under. Then the other girl started dating the other girl. The professor didn't want to get caught, so the professor killed them. But then there was some other people in the room, so she killed them too. Girl, if you don't get your ass, that professor is suing the fuck out that lady. As she should. Fucking should. That's matter crazy of fact, take her to jail. This
some
bitch is crazy.
Some people on there be crazy, but the liquid chlorophyll thing, it is a... it is a...
some people on there be crazy.
Internal deodorizer. Google will say that.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that bitch...
I'm going to say, I'm going to go to Google first.
Yeah, as you should.
Google first. TikTok. Maybe third.
Maybe. I like to get my food inspiration from there.
I like a lot of information from Twitter, too. I'm not going to lie.
Twitter is the shit. Twitter is the news. If you want, if you really want some misinformation, just go to Facebook.
If you want somebody to tell you something wrong.
I'm telling you. So my cousin shared a post of, I'm like, man, you act your age right now.
How old is she?
You, what, 40-something? 43 okay or something? She older. She not older, but... She's acting like an old person on Facebook, but she shared a post of Young Thug, and I guess, you know, somebody hacked into the system when he was in court and was playing, like, gay porn or something, but they tried to say that Young Thug was having sex with niggas in jail on Facebook, and that's what they was talking about in court, and that's why the gay porn was up, and I'm like, this is not true. Delete this. She gonna say, I'm not surprised. That's not true.
You know how crazy, do you know how crazy shit was when COVID was in the thick? I was just, the people on Facebook were running amok.
Get them with COVID. The fuck out of here.
I'm just like, no.
Hey, if you want to talk about misinformation, Facebook got first place.
No, for real.
Because what the fuck are you talking about?
Mark, what do y'all got going on over there?
So I can't say bitch, but she can get on this motherfucker lie about Young Thug and say she not surprised.
She not surprised.
She got me fucked
He been gay.
What? Not my slime. What the fuck?
Y'all, they really hate that Young Thug is securing his sexuality to be able to tell his friends that they fine and shit like that. Because that's how we talk to each other as women.
Like, what?
Why is it gay for men to do anything?
They can't do shit.
They can't do nothing.
You know what I like, though? I like when men, like, I feel like we have a lot of male friends that are like, oh, you say we can't do it? I'm going to do it 10 times then.
Oh, my God.
But I love it, though, because it's like, you know these niggas ain't gay.
My favorite pastime with my male friends is to talk the tea with them.
Yes, they love it.
I'm not gonna say who it is, but when I got some business, I call my friend and be like,
you too, but there's one bitch, in particular I know who she talking about,
bitch,
because he already know why you calling. He's a messy ass bitch.
Come on, I ain't calling you to talk about them kids, bitch. Period. I got some tea,
bitch. What's tea? Because that's how he gonna answer.
Listen, now this is how we gonna answer. I'm gonna say bitch, and he gonna say bitch. Don't let it be something that we don't like. Boy, something that we both seen.
Yeah,
and he know that's why I'm calling.
I already know what you talk about,
nigga.
That was what? A good, let the good times fucking roll. I wish I could have been on three-way on that
oh
call.
My god,
that was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I ain't saying it's karma.
That's why I'll be like, you know what, y'all be on that. I feel like we don't give men the room, space, opportunity to just be without,
yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy, because you would think we would, because as women we always, you know, equal opportunities, you know, we can do anything, you can do, I can do better. Like, let them niggas just
I be. Seen a tweet the other day and it was like, as a man, why are you ordering a lemon drop? Like, damn, because they fucking good, bitch.
They are good.
What the fuck is your problem? Like, niggas have to drink the hardest drink. Like, get him some Mad Dog on the rocks. Like, damn, he want a fucking lemon drop, too. This motherfucker's good.
This motherfucker got to drink a Maker's Mark.
Like, what is this?
This motherfucker got to get a Corona with lime every time. No, don't even get no lime.
And you better not hit no motherfucking salt after your shot or on your rim or none of that shit.
Take that shit.
Like, damn, man can't have shit. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
You ain't gotta be no manly man around me, boo-boo.
I don't even, but what is a manly man? Like, what even?
You know.
Like you said.
Hard liquor and drugs.
A lemon drop tastes good. Like, I'm gonna drink that.
They are so delicious. I love a lemon drop. And a mimosa. He can have that too.
Ooh, he can definitely have a mimosa.
Right. That freaky little bitch.
Come on.
So, yeah.
I got a homeboy. He called himself the Mimosa Menace.
Well,
cause he acts a fool off the mimosas. I can honestly, legitimately say he's worse on mimosas than he is when we drink regular liquor. I'm just like, how?
You know, something about that champagne.
I think you're right.
Something about that champagne make you just it just make you feel sexy.
It do.
Like, damn, am I a sex guy right now?
Am I a sex guy?
Is crazy,
now y'all
right?
Know. Now that y'all feel secure enough in yourselves to drink mimosas, y'all know why we come back from brunch like that.
My head be hurting. I really can't fuck with mimosas like that. Yeah,
maybe you need to take some before.
LeBron James said he take a allergy
LeBron
pill.
LeBron James is a liar.
He does. He is. That he is, because he told me not to get on here and say that right before I got on here and said that, but he's definitely a liar. That's a cornball.
I knew he was gonna drop. I knew he was going to drop 70. He gave me an energy. That 70, I said, shit, might as well go for 80.
Right. Now, that's a cornball. You want to talk about a cornball?
He thought he invented Taco Tuesday. Stop playing with me, LeBron. You did not think that. How long has Taco Tuesday been?
Forever. If it's Tuesday, we eating tacos. Forever.
I feel like at least, I'm going to say at least since probably the 90s.
But why do you feel like you... Like, who died and made you fucking king? Like, why you think you were in charge of Taco Tuesday?
He said, because he do the accent.
Fuck him.
Because he do the accent.
He done pissed me off again.
Did you know that Denzel, I was about to say he a Capricorn, and that made me think about the fact that I think today is Denzel Washington's birthday.
Yeah, he is a Capricorn.
I don't want to pin James that.
LeBron James is a Capricorn, but he got to have...
He's like a bad one.
He is like a bad one.
Chris, do you claim LeBron James as a Capricorn? Like, I mean, I guess sports-wise, like, yeah, but then, like, as everything else, like, as how we was talking about lame people.
We allow him to be corny.
Y'all allow it? He talented enough like that's to allow it?
All LeBron James fans say that. They allow him to be corny.
And he it's funny because, like, what y'all gonna do?
They say he can't have
it.
He said,
we allow it. We let that nigga slide.
We can't. He can't have it all. That's what they say.
I'm gonna tell this rich nigga he can't do TikToks in his mansion.
Yeah.
I mean,
somebody need to.
I don't mind TikToks. It's just the blatant.
It's the lying. It's the lying.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind TikToks either, but, and I'm not even saying this as like a manly versus not manly thing, but I just feel like, I just feel like certain things are probably like maybe not as attractive to me.
Yeah.
I went out. This was months and months. This was probably like the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and it was a nigga on the stage. Spotlight. All the TikTok dances. He doing them.
Mm.
He know them.
Relax.
Hips swinging.
So you okay with TikTok though? So you okay with doing TikTok?
I'm okay with you doing TikTok.
No, out with you in the club. Like y'all in the club.
No, relax. No.
He can't hit you with the...
My nigga too cool.
With the hips.
He not doing that shit anyway. He don't mind, but he not doing that shit.
I feel like it's, if you doing it, like, and I know you, like, being silly, like, you a funny nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
That's different. But you on the stage, you performing? This you in your bag?
Yeah, like, nah, you gotta relax.
Stop playing with me.
My nigga get drunk enough. He gonna do all the TikTok dances. I ain't gonna sit here and pretend like he won't.
But that's different when you like.
But yeah.
Like when you like, oh no, I'm here. I'm about to get on the stage with the spotlight, put it on me, play a song, and I'm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finna nig. Right now.
We nigging nigs.
Yeah, we nigging.
Yeah.
Right now. That's what's happening. I can't deal with that.
I'm not fucking with it.
I'm not a fan.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think of other things. I feel like smoking cigarettes, that's a no.
Listen. Oh, my God. I asked. I was like, if I smoke cigarettes, what we... No. I said, okay.
I remember I text you.
I was like, if I smoke and cigarettes, what we'll be your friends? I'm like,
well, I don't even kiss her in the mouth. And I said, hell no.
Why? Like, but I get it, though. Like, no.
You would be skinny, probably.
Mm. So that's the key to metabolism. Nicotine.
Smoking cigarettes.
Mm.
Yuck.
I mean, I ain't saying I'm going to do it.
Do you feel like as, well, I know y'all probably really pretty much don't do anything, but I mean, like, do you feel like it's hard when you're dating somebody to not partake in their vices?
No.
You don't think that?
Give me a vice. Give me some examples of something.
So, like, you don't, so I don't smoke weed, but if I'm with somebody that smokes and I'm around you all the time or we mm-hmm. live together
mm-hmm.
and you smoke every night before you go to bed, mm-hmm. like, do you think that you would just still just not smoke every day?
Eventually, you probably will. Because yeah. I feel like when I was with Cassidy Daddy, he smoked. I mean, mm-hmm. He still smokes a lot, but I feel like eventually I would smoke every now and then, but not regularly.
But y'all think it would be like...
It was just, I guess I could see, like, it was way more important to him.
Oh, know? Yeah.
So, to me, I'm like.
That weed be cracked to some of these
I'm
niggas.
Like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
I mean, niggas be like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a friend like that. She didn't smoke weed like that. Now that motherfucker be like, that pound smoke gonna be gone. That pound gonna be gone in a day. Oh, relax. So, yeah. Okay. Somebody's agreeing with me.
It's a ghost.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we, when I think back on previous relationships, because right now we pretty much into all the same shit.
Yeah, people that smoke, they always want somebody to smoke with them.
Yeah, like, dude, if you smoke, then go smoke.
Yeah, like, you ain't gonna hit it.
No.
No. The devil's lettuce? No.
I don't have a problem with nobody smoking, but
I don't care.
I'm not.
I smoke a lot. I feel like I'm a social drinker, like I'm a social smoker. Yeah. But I'm definitely going to drink more than I'm going to smoke, for sure.
I'm trying to remember the last time I smoked, like, honestly, and I for real can't remember. I feel, oh, it was.
I say Friendsgiving for me.
It was, the last time I smoked was when, in April, when it was, we was over there drinking out that glass, and I said it was ugly. You said Mackenzie made it.
Oh, yeah, at the house.
I said it ain't even ugly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think that's the last time I smoked.
I was Friendsgiving. I feel like it was like.
It was a lot going on. I was so sick. I feel like sick.
It was so many blunts going around this
I'm
bitch.
I'm sad as a motherfucker. I missed that.
That was a good time. Y'all kicked it.
I was so sick, y'all.
Chris, did you play the game? You won? Niggas was playing a game.
Tira said she didn't get out this motherfucker till late. When I be calling her that, they be like, who?
Lala, a.k.a. Baba.
Yeah, I said that to Muffy. She was like, I would have never knew that's her name. I'm like, oh, well.
We, shoot, let me think. I would say probably like midnight was like the last little straggler up out of here.
Yeah, she said she didn't get out of here till late.
Yeah, it was good, though. We had a good time. Good time. We gonna run it back.
I hope so, because I want to be a part of that.
I don't know when. Maybe next time it's like a pop-up or something. We'll just all have like a little.
Hey, that pop-up last July.
It's too much. We have a lot of fun.
That was good.
As a friend group, I feel like we all have a lot of fun together.
Come on.
I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because who want to be having like boring friends?
People do, though.
People do have. I don't think I have any boring friends. I would say you probably my most boring friend.
Yeah,
but that's just because you just don't. You just.
But when I'm out though, am I?
Yeah, you're not like boring. Like.
Yeah.
You're not boring like in the sense of like, oh, she's boring. But
I'm
like,
boring. Like I don't,
just don't do much. But when you do something, you be fun. You have fun.
No.
But you're gonna have fun even when you at the house being boring.
I would have fun by myself. Yeah, I'm an only child, so I had to make my own fun. I had to make
Sierra
my
own. Blame everything. It'd be true though.
It'd be true though. It'd be really true. It'd be true.
I'm about to start blaming. What can I blame stuff on?
Shania.
Being the oldest.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a nurturer.
But I'm not even the oldest on both sides.
I'm a nurturer because I had to raise my sister from scratch.
I don't even feel like I'm very nurturing.
Okay, well. Just make a lie up, bro. Like, people don't know you. They do, but just start lying.
I'm thinking about it.
You'll figure it out.
It seemed legit. I just feel like too many people know me to be able to just, like, lie.
Yeah.
And people know enough. Like, we did this podcast for a long enough time. I feel like I done told enough of my business to where people would be like, wait a minute.
As long as nobody running back, we'll be all right.
People trying to Kelsey me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling all liars Kelsey, and I'm not getting back into that, but just know. Well, I'm calling all liars is Kelsey from now on.
We're going to have a session, and we're going to revisit it.
Come on.
We'll talk about it. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Let's talk about it. Sierra, we are teaching you how to two-step in 2023.
Yeah.
That's it. You look stressed. When I brought this up.
The thing is, I know the steps, but I'm so stiff. I don't have any.
You got to have a couple shots. You got to get a little.
Yeah, I'm going to have to because I'm super stiff and I'm not coordinated. Like,
do you think that's because you're from Nebraska?
No, because there's motherfuckers out there that are coordinated and not stiff.
I just asked you a question. You didn't have to.
No, I just think that
I have to jump down my throat. No, calm down.
I think I'm
calm
like,
down.
I think I get it from my mother and my father.
You think your mama, she ain't got no rhythm?
No. Hell no, she ain't got no rhythm. She don't. My mama ain't got no rhythm.
I can see dad not having no rhythm. That makes sense.
My mama don't have no rhythm either. Mm. So I don't know. I think it's just.
Well, she need to change her hair then because. That is the hair of a woman that know how to dance.
No, I do want to learn how to two-step. And I said I was going to do it, And I'm like, oh, they go on Wednesdays now. I'm going
to
go with
I'm about to
Wednesdays.
Tell my, I'm about to text mama to her, hey, you got to get a sleek bob. That
she
seemed like the hairstyle
me hairstyles
of a woman.
All the time that I'm like, that looks so good on you. And she just won't do it. She'll go get the same shit. And I'm like,
no,
all right.
She need to get that because that's the hairstyle of a woman that's about her business and don't know how to dance.
I'm going to talk to her today.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to her today. But no, she can't dance. So I probably am going to have to get some liquor in me and loosen up and all that stuff. Because I know the steps. I can do the steps. It's just a matter of what do I do in between.
We going to go to two-step in class.
Yeah.
I know how to two-step.
I don't want to. Yeah. I went on a.
I don't know how to let a nigga lead, though. I'm going to be honest. But I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn while she learning. We going to learn.
The last time I went, I was like, I don't want to come two-step, learn how to two-step with you no more.
Bobby. Why you was on that?
I don't know. I felt nervous or something, which is weird because, like, I'm not nervous about anything in the world in front of that nigga instead of, except that.
Like, that's because he's very good, though.
He is good.
He's really good.
Nigga be two-stepping in cursive. I'd be like, you forgot who you was dancing with?
Which is crazy because he's white.
Right, and has no rhythm.
Let me think. Have I ever seen a full blood Caucasian person two stepping and like well?
I'm gonna get on YouTube. I want to know. I'm gonna get on YouTube because I want to know. He can two step really.
How different is our two stepping, Chris? You might know. How different is our two stepping from like Chicago?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Flat out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Riveting answer.
I think it's different, though. I think it's different. I don't know how different, but.
Sierra trying to yawn is silent. Is
y'all, something about.
Them chips.
No, fucking work, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't even stay the whole day. I did that on purpose because I'm like, I want to record. I don't want to be tired. It's something about just being there. It's just exhausting.
I feel like Thursdays are kind of always like a drain. Like, not a draining day, but yeah. I feel like I'm usually like extra tired on Thursdays. I am
tired. I know I'm about to not do anything productive when I get home.
I've been doing laundry.
I'm going to sneak in the house. I don't want nobody to ask me for shit.
Do. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should build, like, a shelter in the back.
So I don't even have to go in the house?
Yeah.
I have a space can't nobody go into. They not allowed up there, so.
They not be going in there for mm-mm. real?
Well, when the Christmas presents was up there, I'm positive they did. But, yeah, but other than that, no, they don't go up there.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, because.
I think you should definitely look into having a shelter, though. That seems like a good. You know, and then, like, if something happens, like, zombies or apocalypse, like, you
we
got
have
somewhere
it.
To go.
We have it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, let me just be your family planner.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. It sounds good to me.
You got my back.
Well, I'm going to get out of here. Sierra's going to get out of here. Chris is going to get out of here. I don't want to take a nap, but that's probably what I'm about to do.
Definitely going to take a nap.
Throw a load in the washer and take a nap.
Yeah. I want to wash clothes because I need to wash clothes. Like, I'm overflowing right now, but.
I hate being an adult sometimes.
I am tired. The reason why I don't want to wash clothes, though, is because I don't want to put nothing up. So
that's it. That's the worst part of laundry. Yeah. I think everybody knows that, though.
Yeah.
Actually having to put the clothes up is the literal worst part of doing laundry.
I legit don't have a choice. If I do laundry, then I have to put it up, and I don't want to. So.
I hate it. I'm about to start. Listen, let me find me somebody to just put my clothes up. I'll do the rest of it. How much you going to charge me to fold, like, and hang shit up?
That's a convenience. I'll pay for somebody to grocery shop for me and somebody to do my laundry.
I'll pay for that.
And bathroom.
I Instacart some groceries so quick. Stop playing with me.
I feel like when they stole my groceries, the last time was the last time.
Somebody stole my food on DoorDash, and I was like, damn, but I done ordered it since then. They gave me my money back, so I was like, okay.
I DoorDashed Cassidy and Baby some food last summer on DoorDash, and they stole it. I was like, why is they on 12th Street downtown? Where are you going? And it was just some McDonald's. Like, it was some petty shit.
They said,
like,
bitch, we finna eat.
It was some petty shit, bro. Like, why would you steal that?
Yeah. Because why not?
Yeah. Well, Cassidy's like, where's the food? I'm like, let me check. Like, the motherfuckers is downtown for some reason. Listen. So, yeah. It was bad.
Well, I would like to thank you guys for tuning in again. We're working out all the kinks. Bearing with us. Mm-hmm. It's much appreciated. But this has been another episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. I would like to thank you yet again for listening. You could have been anywhere in the world,
but you were here with us.
And we thank you.
Yeah, we do.
I'm finna go sleep.
Bye. Ooh.